Unfortunately, here in North Carolina, we do see about 5 to 10% of our patients are presenting stage fours, which is, of course, a very difficult circumstance because these are women who were fine as far as they knew, and then all of a sudden they not only are catapulted into a cancer diagnosis, but they're catapulted into a terminal disease status with their cancer diagnosis. And it's a particularly difficult psychological place to be, and certainly one that we have in our new breast cancer clinic. We have a social worker who serves as a psychologist for these patients and really addresses some of the psychosocial issues because, frankly, it's impossible for these patients. Anybody, it doesn't matter how strong a person they are when they start, this is a very difficult thing for them to manage. It's difficult also for not just the usual psychosocial issues. I mean, these are women, many of our patients are used to being the caregivers. So they're used to being everyone else's safety net. And now all of a sudden they have to come into a situation where they need other people to help them. And it's very hard for some of my patients to learn to ask for help because it's really a reversal of their traditional role. In addition, the therapeutic implications are really hard sometimes for them to kind of get a handle on up front. For example, if a woman comes to my clinic and she has a node-positive breast cancer and some symptoms, and I say to her the importance of staging studies, and she wants to know why is it important that we get a CAT scan and a bone scan. I mean, she understands that it is, but the reality is that how I treat her disease is totally different if she has a high-risk node-positive breast cancer, at which point she will be part of our multimodality, aggressive treatment using lots of agents paradigm, where basically we say, listen, well, you're going to be with us a lot. We're going to do lots of therapy. The surgeon, the radiation doc, and I are going to work hand in hand. And it may be hard for you, but we're going to ask you to invest 6 months or a year or so of your life in us. And the hope is that then you will be a survivor and without evidence of recurrence and free of disease for the rest of your life, versus a diagnosis of stage four disease, at which point the surgeon typically is not involved unless we decide that there's a benefit to a local approach. The surgeon and the radiation doctor are usually not involved. And I take a far more palliative approach to therapy, and I don't use multiple chemotherapy drugs. And I try to really choose drugs that are less likely to have side effects in addition to working. So that idea of a potential palliative approach versus aggressive approach is sometimes very hard for patients to understand. And they get it after a little while, but if you can imagine, unless you're part of a medical community, these are pretty new concepts and very frightening ones.